woods, where...
Come out here and say that, said Pox. Is this light I carry an old tale? Will you face it and say that Gerd has no power?
Not against Liart.
The face at the window disappeared, and the yeoman muttered. Who is that? Asked Pox quickly.
Joriam. He's an elder here, said the forester. His son's gone, and his nephew's crippled by that there.
But a powerful gray-haired man had come out the door, and strode angrily across the square to Pox.
You! He yelled. Paladin, are you? You come here and tell us to fight, and then you'll go away and it will start again. What do you know about that, eh?
He looked her up and down.
Fancy armor, fancy horse, fancy sword. You never lay bound on Liart's altar. It's easy for you.
In one swift gesture, Pox jerked off her helmet. Into the shocked silence that followed, with every eye riveted on her scarred, shaven head, she said quietly, You're wrong. And this is the proof of it. I carried Liart's brand. Look now, and see Gerd's power. The man's mouth opened and shut, without a word. One of the foresters blushed and looked away. Pox scanned the square, noting others who had crept in and peered from doorways. She raised her voice again.
Yeoman of Gerd, I have known what you fear. I have been captive, aye, by Liart's priests, as well as others. I have been unarmed, hungry, frightened, cold, naked. All that you have feared, I have known. If it were not a winter's day,
her voice warmed to the chuckle she felt,
you could see all my scars and judge for yourself, but let this,
she gestured at her head, be enough proof for you. I know Liart and his altars, and Akria and her webs, and I know the only cure for them. I call on you, yeoman of Gerd.
Follow Gerd. Come with me. Together we will destroy the evils you fear, or die cleanly in battle. No more bloody altars of Liart, yeoman. Blood on our own blades now.
She raised her sword. A shout followed. The faces watching her came alive.
But...
The old man raised an arm and the shouts died. Pox broke in. No, Elder Joriam, the time for but and maybe is long past. You have suffered evil. I am sorry for it. Now the yeomen of Gerd must take heart and take weapons, and save themselves from more evil. Come! The red horse danced sideways, clearing a space which filled with men, suddenly swarming from doorways and side streets.
Is it true?
Asked the baker, wiping his hands again.
Is it really true that you can find it, and we can fight?
Pox grinned at them all.
Yeoman, we shall fight indeed.
She watched them run to the grange, bringing back stored weapons and form themselves into a ragged square before her. Then she heard the drumming hooves of Doran's cohort coming into the village and turned to meet her.